Because the thing is that that story that Jesus told and that Doug and Pearl have just helped us to understand is all about how valuable something is. And what is it that it's helping us to learn? It's helping us to learn that being friends with Jesus is better than anything else. That's right. Now, can anybody remember, think back to the story that you heard Natalie and Thea read. Can anybody remember what Jesus said that story was about? Can anyone remember? Karis, can you remember? The kingdom of heaven, yes. Did you remember? Did you hear? He said, the kingdom of heaven is like treasure hidden in a field, and the kingdom of heaven is like a merchant looking for fine pearls. Now, here's the question, though. What is a kingdom? What makes something a kingdom? Does anybody know? Yeah, what's a kingdom? Who rules over a kingdom? God does rule over a kingdom, and that's the kingdom that he's trying to tell us about just now. What about other kingdoms? A king and a queen, that's right. A kingdom is somewhere where a king or a queen lives. That we live in a kingdom, don't we? Yeah? We live in a kingdom, don't we? We live in a kingdom, and who's the ruler of our kingdom? The United Kingdom. Who's the ruler of our kingdom? Yes. Queen Elizabeth, that's right. And so being in a kingdom means being under the rule of a king or queen. For us, it means being under the rule of Queen Elizabeth, who rules over the United Kingdom. And so being in God's kingdom, the kingdom of heaven, that must mean living with God as king, or living with God's king as our king. And that's what Jesus is telling this story about. And he says that it's like finding treasure or an enormous pearl. And it is worth everything. It is better than anything else. So just like Doug and Pearl found their treasure and their pearl, and they gave up everything for it, it is just the same for the kingdom of heaven, for living with God as king. But there's a question there, isn't there? The question we might ask is, why? Why is living with God's king as our king so valuable? Well, when we live in the UK, where do you tend to see a picture of the Queen's face? Any ideas? Where do you see a picture of the Queen's face? David, where do you see a picture of the Queen's face? Money. Yeah, absolutely. Somewhere up on the slide, the next slide should come up, and there's a picture of some money, and there's also somewhere else. Where else do we see the Queen's face? Yeah. Stamps, that's right. So hopefully they'll come up. There we go, some money and some stamps. Because when we live in under the Queen's rule, we have the privilege of using her face to pay for stuff and send our letters, when you think about it. But imagine, this is in no way a political statement, everyone, anybody here who hails from Scotland, I am not about to make a political statement, but imagine that someone wanted to leave the United Kingdom. It might be that they would say, we don't want the Queen ruling over us anymore. And it might be that somebody would say, well, in that case, you can't use her face as your money. You can't use the privileges, because you only get the benefits of being in a kingdom when you are willing to be ruled by the king or queen. But here's the thing. In the kingdom of heaven, where do we see God's face? God's face is on everything, because God is the creator of everything. He made everything. He is the source of everything good and beautiful, which means that God, when you think about it, invented fun. He knows what fun is, and he invented it. He invented relationships, all of your friends and your families, and he invented you. He gave you life and breath and everything else. And the thing is, do you remember the story of the younger son? The story of the lost son that you heard about this week at Holiday Club. Just like that lost son who wanted to get all of his father's good gifts without having a relationship with his father, that's what we do. Deep down, we want to enjoy all of the good things that God gives us as the source of all good things, the inventor of fun, but we don't want to have a relationship with him because we think he spoils the fun. We don't want to be in a kingdom of heaven. We want, like the picture on the screen, to be in a kingdom of me. We say no to God being our king, and we want to take the crown onto ourselves. But there's a problem with that, because if we're outside of God's kingdom, if we're not in relationship with God, good relationship with God, who is the source of everything that's good, well, that means that in the end, we won't be able to be in a relationship with anything that's good in the end. We will be outside of everything that's good. And so we're in trouble when we put the crown on our own heads and say we want to live in our own kingdom with us as boss instead of God as king. Because in the end, that will leave us excluded from everything that is good. But here's the question. In our story, did Doug and Pearl find anything? What did Doug find? Treasure. And what did Pearl find? A pearl, just like the story that Jesus told. The man found treasure hidden in a field, and the merchant found a pearl of great price. And what did they do when they found it? What did they do when they found the treasure and the pearl? Toby, what did they do? They took that in exchange for everything they had, didn't they? Because the point of Jesus' story is, people who are outside of God's kingdom can still find something amazing. The kingdom of heaven can be found. And it may be that it might be like somebody digging in a field, not thinking they're going to find anything particularly special, and then all of a sudden they find an amazing box of treasure. Or it could be that it's someone like Pearl looking hard for something. She knows she's looking for something valuable, and she finally finds what she's looking for. And Jesus says, come and find it. Because being friends with Jesus is better than anything else. And the question is, why can Jesus offer us this kingdom? How can Jesus let us be in his kingdom? And the answer is because Jesus is the one person who never took the crown onto himself. He is the one person in history who lived in God's kingdom all the time. If you look up on the screen, you'll see that picture there with God represented by the crown and the J meaning Jesus, that Jesus lived under God's kingdom his entire life. But do you know, on the cross, when Jesus died on the cross, which we're going to be thinking about later this week on Good Friday, he was treated as if he had taken his own crown, as if he had pushed away God and lived in his own kingdom. He was excluded from God on the cross, cut off from everything good, so that I, who have taken my own crown onto my head, could be treated as if I'd never done that. So that I could be treated as one of God's friends, one of Jesus' friends, in his kingdom. And that's the message that we've been wanting to teach you guys and teach all the kids who've come along at Holiday Club this week. That being friends with Jesus is better than anything else. Because if we trust in Jesus, then we can be part of God's kingdom. And the thing is, that is amazing. And we might not understand how amazing it is, but did you see how excited Doug and Pearl were? Did you see how excited they were when they found the treasure and the pearl? They were beyond excited, weren't they? They were more excited than I bet you ever get over Christmas. That's how they felt. They were so excited. How do you know they were really excited? Micah, how do you know? Because they were smiling. Yeah, anything else? Yeah, what else? Because they got what they were looking for. Tom. Because they gave everything away for it. They were excited and they gave everything in exchange. They didn't want anything else except that treasure and that pearl. And God's kingdom is like that. That's what Jesus wants us to know. It's the most amazing thing. Having as your king the person, the God who made you, who made every good thing, the one who invented fun and knows best how to have it, the one who knows how your life works best, the one who wants you in a perfect relationship with him that doesn't just start now, but then also lasts forever. Being friends with Jesus is better than anything else. And so, children, and either children down here or children elsewhere in the church, I want to talk to you directly for 1 second. I want you to know that you are not in God's kingdom just because your parents are. You're not in God's kingdom just because your parents bring you to church. But you can be in God's kingdom if you say, I want Jesus to be my king. If you make the choice yourself to say, yes, I want Jesus to be my king, because being friends with Jesus is better than anything else. And grown-ups, those guys, you may feel like you've been overhearing this service this morning, but I hope you haven't, because I've been talking to you just as much. When we live our lives, it may well be that sometimes we feel as though we're stumbling over God's kingdom, as though we're finding this offer of Jesus when we least expect it, when we feel like life is going well. Or it might be, like Pearl, that we know that the things we have at the moment just aren't cutting it. The kingdom that we're living in, without God as our king, just isn't working. And we're looking for something that will work. Well, like Pearl, if you search and search and come to Jesus, he will give you a place in his kingdom. He will let you have a place in God's kingdom, because being friends with Jesus is better than anything else.